Back in 1980, one of the biggest questions on the mind of this nation was, who shot J.R.? J.R. Ewing, that is, the villainous lead in the popular evening TV soap Dallas. The show was so popular that more than 350 million people worldwide turned on their TVs to watch the episode that revealed who fired that fateful shot. NPR's Allison Keyes reports that now the TNT cable network is rebooting Dallas, hoping to win even a small fraction of that passionate audience.
The trials and tribulations of the fabulously rich Ewings and their sumptuous South Fork Ranch captivated viewers for 13 years.
It stops right now, JR. Pamela's my wife and you're going to treat her with respect.
Now, listen here, little brother.
No, I won't listen.
From the first show in 1978, brothers Bobby and J.R. Ewing were the faces of an epic battle between good and evil.
You can stop that little brother nonsense, too, because that stops from here on in.
Hold on.
In the reboot, which begins this week, Larry Hagman's character J.R. is back, and the ruthless rivalry with his brother, played by Patrick Duffy, continues.
Bobby was always a fool. Stubborn as a mule.
But in this version, the Ewing sons take up their father's rivalry. J.R.'s son, John Ross, played by Josh Henderson, all but twiddles his villain's whiskers after striking oil on the ranch.
I hit a 2 billion barrel reserve. But Bobby won't hear a drilling.
And surprise, surprise, John Ross has issues with Bobby's adopted son, Christopher, played by Jesse Metcalf.
We've been on opposite tracks since we were born. And for what? We're family.
We ain't family, bro. I'm a Ewing.
For a mad moment, I thought that maybe Bobby's son would be the bad guy and that JR's son would be the good guy.
Cynthia Sidre developed the new show, but
I pitched that and people just, like, blanched.
Sidre says there are changes in the 2012 version. The female characters are stronger, smarter, and more powerful. Linda Gray's character Sue Ellen is not only back, but running for governor. And this Dallas has Latino characters, speaking Spanish, and inhabiting some of the seats of power.
I would have been aware if everyone was white. Okay, that would have just stuck out, like, that's not what Dallas looks like.
Plus, this version takes the Ewings into the 21st century with a foray into alternative energy sources. But oil is still the family's lifeblood as J.R.'s son John Ross and Bobby Ewing square off over drilling at the fabled South Fork.
This will make us richer than we ever imagined, Uncle Bobby.
It'll change everything.
I am sick to death of this family devouring itself over money.
I promised Mama there would be no drilling on South Fork.
Bobby is protecting Miss Ellie's legacy.
Miss Ellie was J.R. and Bobby's mom, who tried to be a calming influence on her sons in the original show. Patrick Duffy says in the new show, his character tries to stop the family's constant strife. He says both he and Bobby have matured.
I think that's the fundamental thing you have to acquire as you age, which is patience. And it's the one thing, thank goodness, young people don't have, because you need that exuberance in those early years, and that's what Bobby had in the beginning.
And that's what his son Christopher, as played by Jesse Metcalf, has now, along with his father's strong moral character.
I think he has a bit of a shorter fuse. He's quick to get angry, you know, he's very passionate, you know, he doesn't have a problem, you know, fighting for what he believes in.
Neither does John Ross, as played by Josh Henderson, who says his character is a nice guy with parental issues who will do whatever it takes to measure up.
He's trying to stake his claim in the Ewing legacy and really be the man sitting at the head of the table at South Fork Ranch. And so he's got a lot of proving to do, but he knows how to do business one way, and that's the JR way. So it definitely adds a great, interesting twist.
Just because a remake like this comes with a bit of a built-in audience of previous fans doesn't mean it'll succeed. Just ask the people who tried to remake Knight Rider a few years back. That, and ramped up versions of the Bionic Woman and Charlie's Angels, tanked in spectacular fashion. But the creators of the Dallas reboot are hoping that the mix of original characters and the next generation will make this show a success. Allison Keyes, NPR News.